Out here in California, the left coast, the land of the fruits and nuts. As some say, California is a wonderful place. It's a beautiful place. There is a split between northern and southern, and many people have been trying to set up a divide for quite some time and bifurcate the state, much like the Carolina, like North and South Carolina and North and South Dakota, etc., to where there would be a North and South California. But I see California merging with Mexico before that happens. Then it might happen. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. Your host, Lieutenant Eric Schein. I'm a graduate of Kings Point United States Merchant Marine Academy, where I have been under indictment, for want of a better term, prosecution by Homeland Security since its creation through the Coast Guard that used to be in the Department of Transportation. That is all interconnected to the TSA and all these other ideas or entities of the brain trust, the fascist, militarist brain trust, much of it emanating from the Coast Guard. I can't believe the Navy and the Department of Defense is allowing this and hasn't paid much attention to it or is behind it in taking the Coast Guard out of the Department of Transportation and turn it into a branch of military in Homeland Security and more. We'll be back after this short commercial break. 800-313-9443. We'll be talking about all things German.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer.
Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
As I assume Vicki Davis is going to be calling in tonight if she's listening. She called last night and we talked for a little bit and she was going to call tonight. So Vicki, if you're out there, go ahead and call in. Let me, I want to read this. It was posted. You'll obviously recognize this quote. "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer, while evils are sufferable, than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security." And that was put out in the face of a German king who was running England, the United Kingdom, at the time, King George III. and I mentioned about getting into all things German, like the New York Stock Exchange being bought by Germany. You see what's going on in Europe, where Germany is the driving force. Now, I don't mean average Germans. I'm talking about German royalty, blue bloods. And Werner had called in, and I think he had made that point very clear and used the term himself, these blue bloods. And it is this group, these families, these people who believe that they have some divine right to rule and lord themselves over others. I mean, if they are so capable, then why are they not involved in correcting the corruption that is rampant, not only in the United States government, you know, supposedly of by and for the people? I brought this up last night, is why in the world with the First Amendment would we have to enact a Whistleblower Protection Act? Why would anyone in state or federal government not be protected by the very Constitution? This includes military personnel as well, in my mind. Why they would not be protected by the very Constitution that they swear an oath to uphold and to protect and defend? Hold on one sec. I want to, Vicky's here, so I may hold off on going into, but let me just mention a few more things, and then I'll bring Vicky in here in a minute or two. Not only the New York Stock Exchange was bought by the Germans, Chrysler, which owned and controlled the M1 A1 main battle tank, the Abrams main battle tank, the main, you know, battle tank for the United States and many other countries in the world. And if you don't think that a set of those plans, when Chrysler was purchased by the Germans, somehow made it into the hands of the Germans, you haven't been paying attention to world history. The cell that planned, supposedly, quote-unquote, or as we are told, 9/11, was in Hamburg, Germany. World War, let's move our way back. The Cold War centered around Germany. You know, what's the old adage of, and you know, I've been on this, you know, you could call it a kick or whatever for quite some time, but other people now are calling into radio stations and programs, mainstream and offstream, sidestream, sideslip, to voice the very same concerns or observations that, whether it be through the Catholic Church, Paperclip, programs like Paperclip, and the work of Martin Bormann and others in outsourcing the corporate interests, corporate families of over 750 large corporate families from Germany before the fall of the empire, out into the world, and not just in places like Brazil, but here in the United States, if not throughout the world. And now all those little fingerlings are being called in and called back, and that the struggle that has been ongoing for the last 1,300 years surrounding the unification or reunification of Germany is continuing, and that much like after the death of Charlemagne, in the move by the world's families, quote unquote, to break up Greater Germania because it had become too powerful. We see, you know, the Hadron Collider. You can go watch the movie Angels and Demons and read the book by Dan Brown or whatever, the author, about it gets in there a little bit about the Hadron Collider in CERN, Switzerland now. And you have to understand what, you know, Switzerland is. It's a backdoor haven to a lot of these corporate, military, industrial, fascist families, Krupp being one, Thyssen being another. The Thyssen-Krupp elevator that was here and started to take over here in the United States one of the very strong aggressive moves is a German corporation has now or is moving to change its name because of that. And there's all kinds of other corporate interest, Heidelberg Group, which is a cement manufacturing, Kaiser, which, you know, of course, is not just Kaiser Permanente, HMO, and started by Henry J. Kaiser. Think of, you know, the Kaiser, the car. I think it was Liberty Ships or Victory Ships. I think it was Liberty Ships. Many of which he manufactured, was involved with shipyards that had manufacturing defects and ended up on the bottom of the ocean, which, if anybody really looked into it, I believe was somewhat intentional, especially when you look at his moves with Nixon in creating the first health management organization or corporation in Kaiser that has now become this dominant force in the healthcare industry. And these middle managers have not actually helped alleviate, if not even reduce, healthcare costs. They have just soared out of sight. I mean, even to where now our own medical records are not our property. They are the property of the state, either the state as in, you know, the 50 states, or the state as in the nation state or the federal government. Even to the point where they can, you know, falsify medical records, seize medical records, gain medical records without a proper Article 3 warrant, can get those records and use them against you and even charge you with, like, what they've done with me, where a branch of military has done this that I'm not in, and charged me with being depressed and prosecuted me aggressively using military assets to do that for 8, 9, 10 years. It's been going on. It's close to 12 years now. If you go back to 2000, when I tried to stop an explosion on board a government vessel, the SS Comet, and also refused to carry out the light off of the boiler because it was unsafe. They were carrying on some procedures that were not, you know, standard engineering practice and were clearly unsafe. I refused, and of course, as they proceeded forward without me, I stepped aside. They had the junior officer carry out the light off, and sure enough, there was an explosion, a flashback, and he got burned. And that would have been me if I had not refused to carry out the orders. And we have it in our shipping articles, the right to refuse, you know, especially for safety reasons. And I filed grievances pertaining to that vessel, only to find out that the system of industrial due process called the Licensed Personnel Board that's supposed to be there, a industrial court that is supposed to be the first line of defense for workers, to ensure that not only the burden, but that the cure for any industrial malfeasance, misfeasance, problems is corrected internally, administratively, and that lessons are learned so it doesn't happen again on another ship or with other personnel. Instead, they're using it as a targeting system. They've actually taken down the system. And in something so important like our merchant marine or even the railway system, you know, they're going in, and much like with Walmart, where Michael Moore in his movie Capitalism, a Love Story, brought out about how Walmart was insuring its employees and then collecting the death benefits for its employees and putting it in its own pocket. The railroads are and have been doing this. CSX, think of who was involved with that, Cheney and others, John Snow, former Secretary of the Treasury, Cheney, through I think Pacific, Union Pacific. We'll be right back, and I'll go to Vicky after the break.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you read the news? Heart disease still the most likely reason you'll die, but people are still not afraid enough. Over 70 million Americans live every day with some form of heart disease, and we accept it as okay. Well, I don't think it's okay, and I'm here to tell you that Extendivite doesn't think it's okay either. Just a few simple herbs can change the way we think about heart disease. Don't just accept it, do something about it. Live a longer, healthier life. Take Extendovite every day. Extend your life with Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
Have you been diagnosed with cancer and told that there isn't any alternative to chemo, radiation, and surgery? Are you tired of hearing that if you want to survive, you must be brave and accept the suffering that comes with cancer treatments today? LaserMed Inc. says, fight back! Because now it's cancer's turn to die with its revolutionary patented laser treatment called Leash Therapy. Without cutting, bleeding, poisoning, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin and breast cancer in place, as well as some other types of cancer, no matter what the size. To find out if you qualify for this therapy, call 918-398-9577. That's 918-398-9577. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com.
Yeah, and did I mention that Ronald Reagan, and who's married into the Davis-Walker Bush family through Nancy Davis and others, Gray Davis, who was governor and turned it over to Arnold Schwarzenegger, an Austrian citizen. In my mind, not only the president, but any governor should be a native-born American. You know, the reason for that is that somebody doesn't come. I mean, even we've got the Ninth Circuit guy who's, playing games with my case, I believe, Alex Kaczynski, Chief Justice for the Ninth Circuit. He's not from the United States. Michael Chertoff, dual citizen. And we start to see all these quote-unquote internationalists. They're much like the what happened with Washington, our first president, when they tried to sneak in a cousin of the royal family, King George III, instead of George Washington. And this has been going on ever since, we formed our republic, to where the Brits and the Germans, royal families, and you could include Spain and many of the other countries too that have been kingdoms and still are members of the United Kingdom, first and foremost, and all those in Germany who have worked, just like in Italy, to take the country back and forth between empire and or kingdom and a constitutional republic to where it's limited, the central federal government doesn't take on all, awe-inspiring powers. Because how can it carry on any level of oversight when it has its hand in every cookie jar? Whether it be, that's why, whether you call it state rights or whatever, at some point, the federal government should be involved in larger issues of racketeering, interstate corruption, internal state corruption, et cetera, and not basically making it to where we are a single nation state and not 50 separate independent states that are united, and you know, not using federal law to preempt. And I guess one issue, and I'll go to Vicky here in a sec, is just like your driver's license for your automobile, you go in between all the different states or can with it, and even go international with some nation states that recognize it and use it internationally or get an international driver's license. But it's the state that issues the driver's license. And instead of having like a national driver's license, we have the states do that. And the same, even, you know, this has changed now with voting. It used to be that the states and or the cities would issue the registration for a boat. And, you know, much like, you know, for a car, cars, at least for a state, registered with the state. But with boating now, the Homeland Security has basically preempted the Department of Motor Vehicles in many ways and is now licensing and has this program under a branch of military, the Coast Guard, that's intervening in labor issues like up in Portland and what it's doing. And I've tried to warn people and inform people about what's going on with the Coast Guard and Homeland Security. And it's involved with TSA and Admiral Loy and Lockheed Martin and all these, you know, and FEMA and more, and how all these admirals from the Coast Guard were a lot of the power players, power brokers in much of what went on. And of course, they're, you know, working with others. I would point to, you know, in my estimates, Admiral Mullen and others within the Department of Defense, Navy, and other branches of the military, who, I mean, they're not doing anything to stop what the Coast Guard is doing by administering civilian law. The Navy knows this and has known it for quite some time, and I guess, you know, they're happy with and are using the Coast Guard to, quote-unquote, cross the Rubicon and have the military cross into the public commons overtly and administer civilian law. And the Coast Guard is the best, most prime example of this, to where it's licensing civilians, registering civilian, commercial, and private watercraft, involved in labor disputes, like up in Portland now as a branch of military, bringing in helicopters and gunships, you know, and I could go on. But let me go to Vicky Davis. She was kind enough to call back tonight. Vicky.
Hi, Eric.
How's it going?
Oh, pretty good. Hey, everything you've been talking about has to do with the reinvention of our government that was done during the 1990s. And even though...
Yeah, and who was a big player behind that? Newt Gingrich.
Yes, he was.
The contract on America.
Yep. And Al Gore.
And Bill Clinton, too.
You
and
bet.
Hillary. Bill Clinton brought in 100,000 new federal police into local and state jurisdiction.
Yeah, that was the community cops program.
Yep. Hey, can you hold on? We're going to break, and then I'll go right back to you after.
Okay,
we'll be right back. It's Public Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone. I'm speaking with Vicky Davis, and we'll be right back after this commercial break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are back. I want to mention, I was speaking with my producer offline, and we were kind of joking around about this, and how Beavis and Butthead, the one comment is, government sucks. To where, and maybe my producer could do it better than I, but, and I want to point out, I'm not anti-government. I believe that at some point, and throughout our history, we've got all kinds of skeletons, I guess, for want of a better term or word, buried in our closet, and all kinds of things that we've done poorly. But you know, we have supposedly become more and more enlightened, and you know, more all inclusive. To understand that, you know, you don't have to be a white male with a mule and 40 acres to be able to vote or have certain rights that these, you know, like our founders put so eloquently, but didn't understand what they were, you know, they interpreted it a little bit differently than we do nowadays, that these are, you know, unalienable rights that are bestowed by our Creator. Whether you believe in a creator or not, however we came, their birthright, and now they want to take away through NDAA, the Enemy Expatriation Act, you know, even the use of machinations like the Anchor Baby, and trying to somehow twist that around to where they can strip the citizenship of quote-unquote an Anchor Baby and use it as precedence to be able to take it away from U.S. citizens born and raised here. You know, these people want to destroy the United States. They are not just targeting our constitutional republic, our form of, and you have to understand, they want to separate and attack both the Democrats and the Republicans, because then they separated and they used to be one party. They were, you know, under Jefferson and others, the Democratic Republican Party. It was, I believe it was Tammany Hall that was the driving force behind much of the quote-unquote Democratic Republican Party. And not the first two presidents, Washington or Adam, but the next four after that, each served into two terms and were all eight, that's, you know, eight terms, all members of the Democratic Republican Party that protected our country, our republic, from foreign and mostly royal interests. Let me go back to Vicki now. Vicki.
Hi, Eric. Yeah, when they signed on to the WTO, they knew they were giving away our sovereignty, and that's in the congressional record. And I forget.
Well, even going back to Wilson. Wilson did the same thing when he signed on to the League of Nations or whatever I think it was.
Yeah, but the League of Nations didn't have solid agreements in place.
Not like the UN and other, right?
Right, and they never were able to get the International Trade Organization established. The 1949 Congress voted against it because of sovereignty issues, by the way. And so they never got that done.
Well, and see, you look at a lot of what went on, not only going back to Jackson and the arguments about a central bank, because they're amassing too much power, too much, not only, even though I was thinking about this today, the whole concept of unitary executive, people aren't really discussing that anymore. But that is one of the designed and defined principles, not just that George W. Bush pushed forth, and this gets into issues of sovereign immunity and more, but this is something that Obama is pushing forth as well.
Well, yeah, and everything that they did in the redesign of government was to basically transfer the power of government to the power of government to regulate to the industries for self-regulation.
Well, not even
that. Which is absurd.
Well, no, it goes beyond that, and I was thinking about that as well, because it's not just what's the adage about when people fear their or when government fears the people, you have liberty, and when people fear the government, you have tyranny. Corporatism or fascism is when the government and those regulatory bodies or agencies or those who can investigate, like the FBI, or, you know, even if you believe the EPA is valid or not, can prevent large corporations and or industries, whether it's the railroad or auto manufacturers on a large scale, from just running roughshod over the people and protecting the people. But when those agencies and or departments are controlled by the corporations, they are turned against the people. And that's where these, like the Administrative Procedure Act, which is something that they've used against me, where a branch of military is administering the Administrative Procedure Act somehow, even though it defines in there that no branch of military will do that. They're using these extra constitutional departments or agencies to strip people of their constitutional rights and basically treat crime as a misdemeanor or infraction under these administrative agencies to even trump up what they've done with me. And this is what bothered me about the NDAA thing was, and even the expatriation, they, in this proceeding, tried to somehow say that I'm connected to Timothy McVeigh through hearsay, hearsay within hearsay. They never even had to prove it. They just had to come in and say it because I had it in a whistleblower letter to Secretary of Transportation Norm Mineta, which is, you know, my right under the Merchant Marine Act of 1936 to write to the Secretary of Transportation about what's going on in the Merchant Marine and, you know, our industry, maritime industry. And they use that, and I use it as an example of what happened with McVeigh, to say, look, we can't let this stuff go uninvestigated, untouched, because it opens up, you know, international conduits for people who don't love or hate America more than any kind of a domestic terrorist or criminal might. And they use that to somehow try to say that I'm connected to Timothy McVeigh.
Well, that's... you know what? I'm thinking that maybe the reason why they aren't really prosecuting through the Attorney General's office is because we're basically under international law.
Or martial law.
Well, martial law, international law.
But who's defending, like, in my own situation right now in the Ninth Circuit, and you've got all these different agencies, departments, branch, you know, Department of Defense involved, whatever. Who's defending them? The Department of Justice.
They're defending the...
Homeland Security, the Coast Guard, the National Transportation Safety Board, the Department of Transportation, the Department of Defense. They're all represented by the Department of Justice.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're all under the Department of Home Scam Security. Didn't they? They moved all the agencies of government having to do with law enforcement under Home Scam Security, right?
Yeah, which, and the producer was joking about this, too, is the triple D, to where it's the Department of Domestic Defense. And I've written an article on this to where Homeland Security is the new Department of Defense, and our old Department of Defense is now the Department of War. The Department of Offense.
Oh, so they went back to the old Department of War.
Without declaring it.
Huh. I didn't know that.
Well, without declaring it. Because even when they were working on creating the Department of Homeland Security, they were actually going to call it the Department of Homeland Defense.
Uh-huh.
And they thought that, you know, this might be like calling Operation Iraqi Liberation... Oil, for short, too much of tongue-in-cheek and too diabolical for the American people to stomach.
Yeah, well, for the ones that are awake enough to get it. But,
right.
You said that there was a board that you should have been able to take your case to regarding the order to do something that was unsafe.
Under the Railway Labor Acts, which is tied into the Merchant Marine Act of 1936, and the Railway Labor Acts go back into the even in the late 1800s, through the early 1900s, and there's also a series of Merchant Marine Acts, 1918, 1920, 22, 26, 28, 30, 32, 36. The most important, in my mind at least, was the Merchant Marine Act of 1936 that instituted my academy at Kings Point, which they want to privatize and have been working on this, you know, wholeheartedly. They've privatized entirely and internationalized our Merchant Marine to where our public rights of way, our international rights of way, foreign and domestic, have not only been privatized, they've been outsourced. Andrew Card, who went to my academy at Kings Point, he was also Secretary of Transportation under the first Bush and Chief of Staff under the second Bush. He was involved in selling our premier flag carrier, commercial flag carrier. We don't even have many cruise ships left under American flag anymore and with American people working on board those vessels, as we should. And you saw what happened in Italy recently and even what happened with the Somali pirates and more. That vessel, the Alabama, is not even an American ship. It's under the American flag, but it's owned and controlled by A.P. Moller, which is Dutch. Maersk is the offshoot corporation. They've taken our United States merchant marine, it's like taking our highways and selling them, and they're working on that too. Selling, they're doing this. The French own a large segment of the Great Lakes and shipping and international and domestic shipping on the Great Lakes.
That's all part of dissolving our nation.
Sovereignty, yeah. And they did this, but they did this to the USSR. They basically, you know, Reagan was talking about tear down this wall, Mr. Gorbachev, and blah, blah, blah. And they want to say that, oh, well, you know, if they had listened to Gorbachev and gone more slowly and whatever. No, they... What they did was they designed to take down and tear down the USSR, which was, whether you think it was some kind of hybrid or some bizarre machination of what a republic is or should be. It was the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, and they designed, and they had the USSR pitted against the United States, another enormous republic. And who was centered on that? Germany.
Well, and that's why they split Germany in half. That was the plan, because they didn't think they could unify Europe.
Well, they couldn't.
Taking in all of Germany at the same time.
Well, Germany couldn't go up against the Soviet Union and or the United States and other players, but they're very excellent tacticians, and this goes back into Prussia and other, you know, Germanic states from that region. They know and understand that, you know, you keep your friends close and you keep your enemies closer.
Yeah.
So they infiltrated not only the West, but also the East by what happened after, you know, and in the midst of the Cold War, to where, I mean, if you look at our own bases and our own personnel who are in Germany and what happens with civilizations when you attack and destroy, if not take over, another civilization, you assimilate much of what that civilization was all about. And we assimilated and fused Nazi Germany.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that. So what was the name of that board
called the Licensed Personnel Board, and it came from the Railway Labor Acts, Merchant Marine Acts. It's incorporated also in the Shipping Articles Act from 1791 that goes way back. And shipping articles, this is... our founders knew and understood they weren't anti-labor. They weren't anti-employee. They weren't anti-government. They were anti-corruption. They didn't want to, and if you go back and, you know, look at the history, they did not want to, you know, break from England. They were forced into it. Read the Declaration of Independence. You know, I read it at the beginning of the show, that part about... I don't have it up right now. You know, about the long train of usurpations that bring a people to basically dissolve their bonds. You know, there was many, many, many people who did not want to break from England, from the United Kingdom, and it got to the point with everything that was going on. You know, I mean, I think it can all be encapsulated in the concept of taxation without representation.
Yeah. Well, I think the plan is for them to break up the United States, too.
Oh, clearly.
Into independent states, same as they did with the Soviet Union.
Well, remember what I brought up yesterday about at a military academy, that one of the things that they do is they strip you of everything that you identify and makes you, you know, unique. They shave your head so that your hair, or the way you wear your hair, or the length of your hair, any identifier or characteristic that you would use to express yourself and how you think or what you're interested in or involved in, or, you know, whether you like long hair, short hair, whatever, they strip you of all those things. Strip you of free speech, make you walk 6 inches from the wall, take all your inalienable or unalienable rights away from you, and then give them back to you as privileges, like being able to call home, if you behave. And then they tear you down to such a point that they can then build you back up in their mold or fashion, the way they want to bring you back up. And it's the same concept, the same way of doing thing that they want to do here in the United States, and that's why we have such civil unrest, such turmoil, because they want to the process of homogenization. You heat things up and you stir them up to make them all the same.
Right. Well, and you're right about that. I mean, I've been witness to such demoralization, you know, throughout the whole time that I've been researching. You know, the jobs Americans won't do, Mexicans are better workers, the Indians coming from India are supposed to be smarter, just on and on and on with the demoralization.
Yeah, even though we have Mexicans who have lived here for hundreds of years, and we have Indians who have lived here for 100 or hundreds of years, and that many of these people from all over the world that we're using to, and this is an example even in what just happened up in Portland with the Coast Guard, it was two unions against each other. They're using people to attack themselves at the lower level to basically carry on the destruction for them that they need or would be doing themselves if they had half the mind to come out of their ivory towers.
Right. That's Marxism, the dialectic, the two opposing forces bringing them together.
Hold on. We'll be right back, Vicki.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
All right. Vicki.
Uh-huh.
Hey, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay, I was going to ask you, do you think that they were setting you up on that ship for you to be the one that got hurt?
No, I think they're just stupid.
Uh-huh.
They just, you have to understand the kind of people that work on these ships. They're very egotistical. They're very self-centered. You can't, I mean, it is a very big ego trip, not only what you get paid as a chief engineer or a captain, but it is an enormous, when you look at the size of some of these ships, it is enormous responsibility. And a lot of these people didn't go to a state maritime academy. They didn't go to a federal maritime academy. They didn't fight their way through and even have the background from their family, you know, their father or mother or both or other family members. This is much of what went on in Prussia. Was they're elevating and using the Peter Principle to elevate people that are above the ability, the commensurate ability to not only understand what they're involved in, but let it get to their heads. You know, I think what somebody talked about this about one of the emperors, I think it was John Stewart or Colbert. They were talking about this. Somebody was talking about this the other night about one of the Roman emperors had paid somebody to follow them. And as he paid him that every time he was praised, to whisper in his ear and remind him, you're just a man. And it goes to these the heads of these people to where, and they get scared too. They don't want to get in trouble. So rather than doing the right thing and handling it simply, and look, you know, stuff happens, and say, no, you know, we should have listened, and we should have, you know, slowed down, backed off. Because even in that, there was a, they shut everything down after there was the explosion and the flashback. And on that vessel, there was a safety stand down. But then the Coast Guard comes out and said there wasn't. They minimized the whole issue. And instead of saying that, no, the Coast Guard should have been notified, ABS or the Coast Guard should have come out, and they should have monitored the light-off procedure the next time around and made sure that there was no damage to the boilers and move on.
Okay. Well, you know what? Part of the reinvention of government, it's actually kind of a revolution. And so they did put, they got rid of all of their, experienced and qualified staff.
Yes.
Most of them.
And that's exactly what went on in Prussia in taking out the family members who were in public service and replacing them all.
Well, and replacing them with people who are not competent for the task. And so you end up with an idiocracy, and that's what we've been going through since the 1990s.
And what is somebody who's in a position of power and trust that is beyond their ability to cope with, what do they do if you raise an issue or complain or bring something to their attention? They attack you.
Well, yeah, because...
personally.
Yes, because they know that they're not really qualified.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh.
And they know that the best defense, and this is just human nature, the best defense, you know, what's the old adage? Whoever smelt it, dealt it. And I hate to put it that bluntly, but, you know, it's a way for them to take the view off of them or the attention off of them and place it on you.
Right. Well, first-rate manager hires first-rate people.
Exactly.
Second-rate manager hires third-rate people.
Well, and if you want to take the country down, you take things like the Peter Principle and you apply them aggressively to where you've got a bunch of second-rate people in extremely important positions who turn into little dictators. Yeah, Hitler didn't rise to power on his own accord. He didn't stay in power. A lot of little Hitlers that put him in place and kept him in place. We're out. Thanks, Vicki. Next week, talk.
Okay. Thank you, Eric. Bye-bye.
Peace.
The next